Senate Rules Committee will come to order. That's Senator Frederickson, you are a co-author of Senate File 1085, I understand.
Guilty.
What?
Guilty.
Guilty. And so I think, Senator Marty, I think we can handle this without Senator Marty, probably, since you're a co-author. And it's my understanding that there is an agreement to send this to Senator Metzen's committee. Is that where we're at?
Sure. That's my understanding. It does reflect a lot on the business issues.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think we've all agreed, I believe, on that. Senator Corrigan, who objected, I think.
Mr. Chairman, do I hear my objection? Or
do you want it to go to Senator Metzen's committee?
That's fine with me.
And Senator Marty agrees.
Yeah. And so Mr. Chairman, I haven't had a chance to glance at the bill. I remember the bill, and I think it should go to Senator Metzen's
committee. So I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on this. I think there's an agreement.
I agree.
I was all prepared and here all day long, but
you're out of here.
Senator Frederickson moves that Senate File 1085 to be referred to the Committee on Business and Jobs.
It's close enough.
What's the name?
Jobs.
Industry.
Business, industry, and jobs.
Industry, business, economic industry, development. The All World Committee.
Dogs and frogs.
Dogs.
All, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted.
I'm done, Mr. Chairman.
You're done.
You did a good job.
Boy.
Very concise.
Not too bad for a farm boy, huh?
Save your notes.
Congressman.
Let's go to item number two, discussion of setting criteria for floor amendments. We have the SCSR 0001-4, which is a rework of what we had last time we met, based on some input from committee members and staff, both minority and majority. Mr. Watson, tell us what we have here.
Mr. Chairman, there are two changes. The first one is on line four, to add a sentence that says when these criteria apply. Are they intended to be forever or for 1 year or 2 years or what? And I just put in this to say it was 2 years, the current legislature, so as not to have an issue about whether this is permanent without being in the rules.
And then if it doesn't work and like we want it, we revisit.
The second change is to divide what was paragraph one into two paragraphs, which are now one and two, and to talk about appropriations separately from revenues. It got to be a little confusing when we were talking about both net appropriations and net revenue in the same line. So this now says that the amendment is out of order if it will increase net appropriations without a corresponding increase in net revenue. And then paragraph two says it's out of order if it will reduce net revenue without a corresponding reduction in net appropriations. So it's okay to go either up or down, provided that you match one side of the ledger with the other side of the ledger.
Senator Metzen, you, as president, you'll be working with this, so we want to make sure you're comfortable.
I think it looks good.
Question?
To
Consul, would this then mean that we could not draw, for instance, paragraph number one, we're talking appropriations, so if there was an appropriation change in, by at least amendment in, say, the Environment Committee, could we draw from another committee, for instance, I don't know, Health and Humans, pick your committees, but can you go outside the bounds of the bill to find that money, or do you have to stay within the bill?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Senjum, you have to stay within the bill. That's what paragraph three says that you can't change appropriation or revenue to an agency that was not in the bill as it was reported to the floor.
Mr. Chair, paragraph C says to me you can't offer any amendments. That's the way I read it, but I may not be catching it. I mean, you could not. To me, I read it that says you can't offer any amendment to change the appropriations or revenue if it was not in the bill as reported. That just really seems tight to me.
Yeah, it does seem to say that. Don't you need to add some words to say? Can't change appropriations under 1 and 2 to an agency?
Mr. Chairman, I think the key is the words to an agency in line 12. It's the agency that was not in the bill.
Mr. Chair, doesn't that mean basically that it, going back to the
environment,
I can't take it from Human Services because it wasn't in the bill. If it was the environmental bill.
Yes.
And that's all it needs.
I think, are you answering your sentence?
Well, I think so. I think 3 needs something to the effect of of crossing jurisdictions of the bill or scope of the bill.
That I think you're right.
Whether it's within the bill's jurisdiction or within the bill's scope, you have to stay within that, I think is what we're trying to do.
Right. I think Senator Sanders' question, though, is not related to that point.
Right.
It's related
to
the point you can't change an appropriation of revenues that is not in the bill. Oh, so it's outside the bill, Senator Sanders. So, no, it doesn't do. When I first read it, I thought your concern was correct. But this talks about you can't go outside the bill and change anything, period.
Mr. Chairman, and to anybody, for instance, number 3, if for instance, we had an amendment to the gas tax, a dime to a nickel, that would clearly change appropriations or revenue. It just doesn't seem that we could even offer that.
I think the key is that was not in the bill. It doesn't say you can't change one that's in the bill.
It was not in the bill.
Not in the bill. So if it was something that was going to the transportation department or to whoever, you can change it within that. So if a gas tax was in there, using your example, if you wanted to reduce it, you could, because it would be within the confines of both that bill and the agencies that are listed within it.
Mr. Chairman? Mr. Chairman, you could reduce the gas tax, but then you'd have to reduce appropriations from the gas tax revenues.
Right. Okay.
In that bill.
Yeah, you
in
can't
that same
spend
amendment.
More than you're raising.
Right, yeah.
I think I'm trying to key on Senator why Senator Senjum thought maybe 3 maybe was too restrictive. And I think the key, Senator Senjum, is that 3 doesn't refer to agencies in the bill. It only refers to agencies outside the bill. So it doesn't, it does say you can't, it's out of order to change appropriations to an agency. That was not in the bill. It doesn't say you can't change in agencies that are in the bill. That's why it isn't as limiting as you first thought. Because when I read it, I thought the same you did. Okay. If it's in the bill, 3 doesn't apply. If it's an agency in the bill, ignore number 3. Then you worry about 1 and 2.
Is agency the right word?
Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Bach, it's a generic term that we use to talk about agencies in a bill, the agencies of state government. We kind of divide state government into various agencies, and for the most part, there are some exceptions, but for the most part, we fund each agency in only one bill. Public safety is funded in 2 different bills, as an example. But for the most part,
the tax bill, for example, is a bit of a different cap.
Yes.
I'd like this resolution to apply to the tax bill. I'm just wondering if the language does that.
Well, with regards to LGA, because that is appropriate to an agency, or is it?
Mr. Chairman, most
distributes it.
Most of the spending in the tax bill is through the revenue department. And so although its jurisdiction to spend a whole lot of money is very broad, that's all within the tax bill. But there are many other agencies, most other agencies are not in the tax bill. At least they're not supposed to be in the tax bill.
803. I'm going to ask for counsel from the tax bill to come up so we can get at this point.
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to say that in my bill, we usually refer to it as departments and agencies. I don't know why we do that, but we have agencies. We consider the Veterans Homes Board an agency as opposed to a department. I guess the littler ones are agencies and the big ones are departments or something.
Mr. Chairman, there are a number of spots in the statutes, for example, 16B and 16A, that have a sort of a generic definition of agency or state agency, and they say agency includes departments, boards, commissions, and everything else under the sun. So agency is usually... Yes.
Mr. Fowler?
Department is headed by a commission. Departments of state governments are set up. State governments are set up. Agencies are usually defined as being agencies within the executive branch.
Chairman, while we're waiting, I'd like to go back to number two and reducing the tax and use the example, I believe Senator Sinjin raised of the gas tax. I don't recall, do we appropriate all the money for the gas tax in the transportation bill, or is it just distributed out to the cities, counties, and Department of Transportation for them to use on highways as they allocate? And if it's the latter, would we? We're probably going to be talking about gas tax. I don't think that's a big surprise around here. So if somebody decides, rather than the 10 cents that's in the tax bill now, that 5%, 5 cent looks a lot better to them, how would they go in and reduce the appropriation to fit the smaller increase?
Mr. Chairman, the gas tax revenue all goes into the highway tax user distribution fund. From there, it goes into the trunk highway fund, the county state aid, and the municipal state aid funds. All of the county state aid and municipal state aid money is spent within the transportation bill. But trunk highway money is spent in other bills as well. Public safety spends money from the trunk highway fund. And there's a little tiny bit in the state government bill for the Mississippi River Parkway Commission that's trunk highway. So they're miscellaneous little things in other bills, but most of it is in the transportation bill.
My question is, Mr. Watson, do we appropriate it in those bills, or is it an appropriation where they spend what's within that budget?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Fritchison, there are both open and direct appropriations. The money that I've talked about, the trunk highway money, construction money, money to operate the department for maintenance, for the state patrol, even the amount that goes out to the county state aid and municipal state aid street funds, that's all in the form of direct appropriations in the bill. In addition to that, there are a number of open and standing appropriations.
If I were wanting to redo the gas tax increase, how would I craft that bill to accomplish that?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Ferguson, I think normally what you would do is you'd reduce the gas tax and then you would reduce the appropriations for highway construction and highway maintenance and design and wherever else you wanted to take the money from. You could take it in a few big chunks, or you could take it from many chunks. But normally when we add money on to the gas tax, it's spent in a variety of ways. You can't just put it all into building highways. You've got to put some money into design.
And it has to go out by the formula.
By the formula, so you've got to increase the amount that's going to the county state aid and municipal state aid funds. So,
Mr. Chairman, to that point, then, anything that was not in that bill would be out of, you couldn't touch.
Yeah, we went over that.
So wouldn't it be a lot simpler, her resolution that just said you can rant all you want, but you can't amend anything?
No.
Because that's kind of what it's saying.
That's more.
Absolutely not. This is an attempt to give credibility to amendments.
Cut.
By making them balance. Otherwise, the discussion simply is, well, this amendment doesn't balance. Why are we doing this? And then someone says, well, I don't care if it doesn't balance. I'm going to vote for it.
But Mr. Chairman, you know, the issue is that in the larger picture of budget discussions, there may be disagreement in terms of the allocation to that particular priority over another that crosses those lines. And that it rules out that kind of debate or discussion, especially by use of an amendment. If you can't go outside of the parameters of that bill, believing that the it doesn't reflect a different philosophy or priorities. I mean, I'm just talking about the whole process and what if it opens the door for that kind of discussion or if it curtails it. And I think I expressed it last time that it essentially does curtail and prevent that kind of discussion, at least through the use of an amendment that is even attempting to be responsible, but it is just changing that priority.
Yes, but I'm not totally disagreeing with what you're saying. But the problem is the bills aren't all up there at one time. And so if you say, I would like to take this out of the education bill and spend it in the health and human services bill, if you don't know what's in the education bill, how do you do that? Other than kind of generally saying,
Mr. Chairman, that was why I said, you know, somewhat facetiously or rhetorically that you can rant, you can throw it out there and talk and complain about
this is if
the priority isn't here and there, but you can't do it with an amendment. That's kind of essentially what
you have to find some way to cut to make up the
difference. Across jurisdictions.
That's right.
But within a jurisdiction, you certainly can. There's been clarification language. You certainly can reduce the amount of spending or change the priorities within that jurisdiction of that bill.
Yeah.
This allows that.
That may not be the major. That may work for some, but it's probably.
So this would say you can't do.
Senator Olson? Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. If you would like to take money out of education and put it into human services, this would not allow you to do that. That is true. That is true.
Mr. Chair? I'm not to anybody. Let's just say Senator Anders, an environmental omnibus bill. And let's just say it's $100 million. And I had this wonderful $5 million idea.
You're saying this doesn't.
And I wanted to offer that as an amendment. Where would I go to find the additional money?
So I'm
going to have to make a choice then about what's within that bill to change.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't think this is
right. Okay.
Typically what we
do. Sure.
I'm open to, or I think we could do this
to keep it in the bill.
Mm-hmm. We have this target money between the bills.
Right.
I'm trying to respond to your this. We have this target sheet that you've seen that we've given to Senator Sandals, that Senator Berglund is working on. She's been told what her target is.
You could do it.
We literally could adopt that target sheet on the floor to get at your issue of, does somebody want to take money out of that target and put in that target? The limitation in that is, since you don't know what's in the bills, you're kind of going, and you don't really know, kind of in a vacuum, you're saying, well, I'd rather have more money in Senator Berglund's target and less money in Senator Anderson's target, but without knowing what's in the bill, it's hard for people to know what they're doing. That's the only thing, because I had talked with people about why don't we adopt that sheet, and the answer was, what good is that? Nobody knows what's in the bills.
And Mr. Chairman, further down the line, you get up to finishing the whole budget, the chair of the Finance Committee with consultation with others might want to shift $10 million from environment or wherever to Senator Bergman's Health and Human Service bill. If we adopt it on the floor, that means you'd have to go back and revisit that before the Finance Committee could do that.
Readjustment.
I've been under this, impression that most years there's some a little bit of shifting going around.
But typically, it's
right.
Members, remember, we're trying to figure out something that works for our group of members, and we know Rule 7 doesn't work because it has been used. And so the whole attempt here is to try to find something that works for us now in our term of office that's actually useful. So I do think, Senator Olson, I really do think that you're overreacting to how much this ties someone's hands. I actually think you
Mr.
are.
Mr. Chairman, I did that on purpose. You ought to know me by now.
Well, this forces a majority member who's mad at Senator Berglund to
That's fun to watch.
Okay, but at least forces that member then to have a legitimate amendment. So it's not just the minority that is dealing with this. It's every member who's dealing with this.
So that's why we're reduced to rant. I'm sorry.
Well, I've participated. Is there a member of the committee who hasn't participated in a positive vote to change one of these bills in a way that the chair of the Budget Division didn't want? I think we probably all have done that in our term in office. Now, we all, of course, if you're in the majority, you say, oh, well, I've never done that. But if you go back and look, I think we've all participated in that. So there are times when the chair of a Budget Division isn't successful on the floor on some item. And all we're really trying to do is set the ground rules for that kind of discussion. Now, obviously, the chair has an upper hand, always does, because they were putting together the bill and trying to balance all the – they always have that, as it should be. All we're talking about here is if we are going to make adjustments, what are the ground rules? Rather than is all we're going to do is sit up there for 5 hours and rant. And I think members would prefer not to rant. I think they would prefer – to accomplish whatever they need to accomplish under a certain set of ground rules. And I've told Senator Senjum, I think you can accomplish, if someone does need to accomplish an accountability vote, others would call it a political vote, but let's just say it's an accountability vote, you can accomplish that if you draft your amendment correctly. And it's actually more powerful, because then we don't sit there and argue for a half hour about whether it balances. Isn't that typically what happens? Someone comes up with an amendment, and we spend a half hour arguing about whether it balances. And all I'm trying to, all I think we should do is eliminate that and say, no, this does balance.
Mr. Chairman, in all fairness, you haven't eliminated rant.
Probably not. I would like a bill, if somebody can figure out how to get a bill to eliminate rant and whine. Rant and
wine. Okay. Elbows and crying.
Elbows and crying, that would be good. I was telling Senator Clark earlier today, we must be getting our finance bills done because I only had three members standing there while we were waiting to get 34 at the floor today. I only had three members come to me and tell me how mad they were at a finance chair.
At your what?
At a finance chair. And it was three different finance chairs. Apparently they had been told no. I'm
go vote on a smoking thing for about the fifth time, so...
Well, wait, Senator
Manson. Maybe I should just stay here.
Think through that for a second. Senator Manson, I think you're very...
You're not excused, right?
Yeah. Senator Manson, I think we need to talk to you about this more, don't we?
Yeah, we'll discuss it next week.
Ms. Senator Bach,
turkey recipe?
We're going to go to the tax issue now. Senator Bach and Senate Counsel, have you, you've been some doing some talking about whether this accomplishes in the tax bill what's necessary or not?
Okay, I'll
Senate Counsel?
Mr. Chairman, members, Senator Bach was explaining that the concern was that the third provision here might not be phrased exactly right to capture a tax expenditure, which is, I think, what you're looking at. So I haven't found a really slick way to fit it in other than to create a new category of what would be out of order here following on the third category. On line 113 after Senate insert, or will create or increase the amount of a tax expenditure by reducing appropriations or revenues to an agency that was not in the bill as it was reported to the floor of the Senate.
That's pretty good for not having worked it in. You might want to repeat that.
I like there's some good stuff. Okay, thanks. Okay. I think, Mr. Chairman, that requires the tax bill to also be passed. We just can't go on a tax expenditure frenzy on the floor.
Has anybody no. been?
That turns us all into the entire body into a spending body.
Has anybody noticed that Senator Bach's stress level has been rising the last couple of days?
Taking my blood pressure.
I thought he got a suntan, but that's a blood pressure. Red face.
No, but Senator Bach in particular, because he's experiencing the beauty of a tax bill now.
You want me to lighten the load a little bit today? You want to see this
wonderful
fish?
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that.
That's in Bay. What, look at that.
Oh. Photoshop.
How do they stage that?
Are you questioning the credibility?
Isn't technology wonderful?
How many people question it? That's a genuine photo.
2 out of 12.
Mr. Watson, read the suggested language from console.
Mr. Chairman, page 1, line 13, before the period insert, or will create or increase the amount of a tax expenditure by reducing appropriations or revenue to an agency that was not in the bill as it was reported to the floor of the Senate.
That would allow you to take money out of the Department of Revenue or out of a different tax expenditure item and put it in one that's your preference. That would allow that internal to the bill.
So, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Watson, would you read that again? Because it said would create a...
Create
tax
or
expenditure by actually
tax
cutting
expenditure.
Something?
Oh, Mr. Watson.
Will create or increase the amount of a tax expenditure.
Yeah. By?
By reducing appropriations or revenues to an agency that was not in the bill, as it was reported to the floor of the Senate.
Take money from the Department of Health to do a tax expenditure. Can't do that. Because the Department of Health is outside the bill. If you're
a tax expenditure.
Consoles that get is the rest of the bill the way rest of the we'll come back to that. The rest of the tax bill structured in the way where agency captures what's necessary there. If you're talking about LGA and everything else, it still works. The word agency works.
Mr. Chair, yes. That would take care of it. I guess my hesitation would be that these are typically, even the tax revenues are typically not, they may be collected by the agency, but they're not really revenues of the agency. But I think this language would enable someone to offer an amendment that would create or expand, increase a tax expenditure and either take it from the revenue department or take it from some other tax expenditure.
You could take it from LGA.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it does allow it, yes. Okay. Senator Olson, counsel, read the language again, Senator Olson.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it? Okay.
I'm gonna make my head work around it.
Bach moves the suggested language. Discussion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Thank you, Senate Counsel. Further thoughts on this?
Mr. Chair?
In your example, within the tax bill, if you wanted to put it, $10 million additional dollars into LGA, where would you go to find them? Revenue?
You'd have to eliminate the milk credit.
Okay, so you'd need to
cut the agency. You'd have to cut something else in the bill.
Or increase taxes.
Or you could increase taxes.
That's what you would do, isn't it, Senator?
Get them up there where it feels good, yeah.
Or you can have an amendment that just eliminates the milk credit or eliminates LGA.
Mr. Chair, in other words, you'd live within the tax bill.
Right. Yeah. And where would be? Now, there is an appropriation for LGA, so if you wanted to eliminate LGA, there's an appropriation you can reduce too.
Either direction.
Yeah. On a tax expenditure, if you eliminate, let's not pick on milk credit, let's pick on Metro bus passes, tax credit for Metro bus passes. You could eliminate that out of the bill, and I guess that would just fall to the general fund. I don't know, there's no appropriation to limit there.
You could reappropriate the money to some other area in the bill.
But you could choose not to reappropriate. You could just say, I just want to get rid of that tax credit. Yeah, nothing violates leaving money in the bill, I don't think. Mr. Watson, does anything violate leaving money in the bill?
Mr. Chairman, no.
Yeah, so you can offer an amendment to cut something and just leave the money in the bill. I wouldn't leave it too long. I wouldn't leave it too long. I was going to say I wouldn't leave it too long in Senator Berglund's bill.
Better hide it.
Talk about hungry wolves.
You better take her bill before
I think of you right away.
A lot of people are these days.
Senator Berglund, it's only out of affection that people are thinking of your committee. you're on the long march of putting that bill together, aren't you, right now?
Mm-hmm. A lot of unmet needs, but trying to focus on we'll make some progress in some areas.
Well, members, I think
people have trouble.
Members, I think this would be preferable to whatever Rule 7 says right now, since we don't really use it. And if this doesn't work well, we'll try something else. And I mentioned to Senator Senjum and Senator Wergen, I encourage members who have amendments to actually talk to the author of the bill to get an amendment that works. The author will help you probably. Because the author can't say, well, I just refuse to help you because I don't want you to offer the amendment, because then all you do is you run over and talk to counsel. It would be much more efficient if everybody knew what the amendment was, so we wouldn't spend time arguing about the amendment. And we could spend time arguing about the merits of the choice. I may be naive.
Mr. Chairman, don't keep looking at me because I'm not the biggest user.
I agree.
That's true.
And I have told members the same thing. Show them the amendment, even if they don't. If the author doesn't like it, at least let them know what's coming.
Because what can happen, and it's happened in the tax when I chaired taxes, and I think Senator Langseth has done this in his bill too. The author of the bill might actually say, "You know, I kind of wanted to do that too. Why don't you pit it against this?" And all of a sudden, shazam! It happens.
Our appropriation bill, and the author knows there's a little bit of money over sitting over here that wasn't quite all expended.
Yeah. Authors generally like to help members out on the floor if they can. They can't help a member if a member's changing something that. But if a member is just trying to accomplish a little something that, particularly if the member's not on the committee, that's been my experience. Obviously, I'm in the majority, but I've seen effective minority members. They've done it in the tax bill. They've come up to me and said, "Hey, I kind of want to get this done," and I've tried to accommodate if I can, even if I know they're not going to vote for the bill. Because you do want people to be as happy as you can make them. So Senator Bach now may be different than that. I don't know how he'll treat people.
Mr. Chairman, I offered Senator Ginsey an opportunity to put an amendment on the tax bill today because he has a bill that's a very good idea but hasn't been introduced yet.
You may be giving it. You're not
have a bill number yet.
You're not going to turn him into a Thomasoni, are you? Okay, Senator Clark moves SCSR001-4 as amended. Be recommended to pass.
Be recommended for introduction.
Be recommended for introduction. Discussion. Further discussion.
Chair, this goes to the floor tomorrow.
Yeah, we're taking our first budget bills up tomorrow.
Well, in advance of that, then.
Let's keep in touch.
Sure.
I think tomorrow's bills are not that.
Higher ed, right?
Higher ed.
Agriculture.
Yeah, agriculture.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Now, I was inclined just to leave Rule 7, even though we could eliminate it too, but since we're going to be done before it actually kicks in. Could we just leave it? Does it require anything that we would have been forced to ignore?
Well, once you came to March 30th, there would be the requirement for adopting the first resolution, which you would be ignoring.
We will have been pretty far along. When is March 30th? What day is that? Saturday?
Friday.
We will, on our current schedule, we will have processed everything except for the tax bill. And maybe even the tax bill. You're not going to be there on Friday, right? So we may have adopted everything but the tax bill on Friday. By Friday.
Didn't
we
make a
start
on Saturday?
You
don't have to. Health and Human Services is actually still on
Saturday. Oh, okay. Health and Human Services will probably be
on Friday.
On Friday. So should we just leave Rule 7 for now?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I wonder about adding a clause or a paragraph to this resolution that said that during the, maybe add number 4, Senate Rule 7 is not operative.
Or that this supersedes
something like that.
For this year.
Yeah, because it's the criteria applied to the 85th legislature.
And you can see if
Senate Rule 7 is suspended.
David?
Move to reconsider.
Okay, David moves to reconsider. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
I'd move the amendment.
Senate Rule 7 is suspended?
Right.
Oh, really?
Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Then Clark and Senja move that.
That ought to be straight.
001-4-4. Well, I want you to be a co-author, too.
Join, right.
Discussion.
We'll see how this debate goes tomorrow.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. That was the motion to prepare it for introduction. Okay, anything else for today? And I'm Senator Senjum, I'm guessing we'll have some rules committees off and on here to get some things processed. We got the University of Minnesota bill that we got to get down to the bonding committee.
Okay.
And when I talked to her, she said, "Well, I just didn't understand it."
You got the updated schedule of all this stuff yet?
I think we're all right. I didn't know we had agriculture tomorrow, but okay. I just missed that then. Yeah, we're probably in good shape. Michelle's been wonderful.
It's an education. I talked to some. It really is a tax issue. It's just your test.
Okay. Sure.
Are we adjourned?
Okay. The meeting is adjourned.
Pardon me.